Armstrong.
Jack Armstrong.
Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Oh, boy. What a game that was. Gee, it sure feels good to wind up to the season with a win. I'll beat you to the showers, right?
The heck you will. You know, I'm glad the football season is over in a way. It's going to seem good not having to keep in training all the time. Coach sure kept us going this year.
What do you mean? You know as well as I do, the training's good for you.
Yeah, I guess so, but watch me break training from now on.
Oh, so you're going to be a sucker, huh? All right, you quit training. Next summer, you'll be working and practicing like 60 to try and get in shape for football again. Huh? Now, what's the sense in that? Why don't you keep in training all year round like I do? Come on, let's go to the showers.
Yeah, but gee, training's hard work to keep up all year round.
Not the way I do it. Listen, did you ever hear of Jack Armstrong's training rules? That's the system I follow.
Well, what do you have to do?
Oh, why, it's easy as pie. First, you get lots of fresh air and sleep and exercise. And say, you're right in the middle of one of those training rules right now. It's the one that says to use plenty of soap and water.
Nothing hard about those rules, I guess. What's next?
Well, you just keep right on eating the same training breakfast that we've all season, and you're following Jack Armstrong's training system to the letter.
You mean eat Wheaties?
That's right. Wheaties and fruit and lots of milk. Boy, I wouldn't trade that breakfast a champion for any other dish you could give me.
Well, what do you know? I've been following Jack Armstrong's training rules all along, but nobody told me. If that's the deal, you bet I'm going to keep in training all year long.
Yes, sir, fellas and girls, it's just that easy to train Jack Armstrong's way every day in the year. What's more, it's the training program plenty of famous coaches agree is right for young athletes in every season. So be sure to stick to Wheaties this week, next week, and right through the winter. You're having a champion training breakfast of real whole wheat. And Wheaties are just as good, maybe even better for you, than many other whole wheat breakfast dish on the list. That's because Wheaties give you all the well-known important nourishment of whole wheat. And Wheaties are a regular gold mine of heat energy units to help keep you warm in chilly weather. I hope you've got plenty of Wheaties on hand for your extra nourishing heat energy breakfast of champions. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Jack Armstrong, Billy, Betty, and Uncle Jim are approaching the country of the headhunters. They are on their way to the mountain province of Luzon in the Philippines to find a constabulary sergeant who knows something about the missing Professor Loring. They have with them a chart which will locate the precious uranium-235 lost on Professor Loring's wrecked yacht in the Sulu Sea and a luminous ring which may help them find the missing Professor Loring. All day long, they have been driving their rented car through the hot, flat rice paddies of the great sugarcane fields of central Luzon. They suspect that the unscrupulous adventurer, Dr. Chapat, who is following them with Blackbeard and others of his crew in another attempt to steal the chart and ring. Now, as majestic mountains loom up ahead, they run into an unexpected obstacle. Listen.
Uncle Jim, look up the road. Why, it runs right into a lake.
It looks like it, doesn't it, Billy? But I imagine it's just a ford and the river is high.
Yeah, that's what it is, Uncle Jim. You can see the river now, running through the rice paddy from back up in the mountains.
Oh, it looks terribly deep. Do you suppose a car can get across?
I don't believe we'll be able to drive across under our own power, Betty. These fords are hub deep even in the dry season.
Jumping Jiminy, I'll bet it's deep enough to get to the engine now. Gosh, it looks as though this part of the Philippines has had a lot of rain recently.
I'll stand on the running board and watch it as you drive across, Uncle Jim. We don't want to get stuck in the middle of it.
We certainly don't, Jack. Not if Chapato and Blackbeard are hot on our track. I'll start over slowly. Yell when it gets over the hubcaps.
All right, Uncle Jim. Start her up.
Well, here we go. Don't let me get in too deep.
Get
on the dry road again.
But, Uncle Jim, maybe this is as deep as it gets.
Oh, gosh, it
can't be, Betty. We aren't in the middle of the fort yet.
I'll wait out and see, Uncle Jim. Wet shoes and trousers will feel good in this hot climate.
All right, go ahead, Jack.
It gets deeper, Uncle Jim. And say, is it swift? I'm afraid we've gone as far as we can.
All right, Jack, get back in the car. We'll back up out of the water.
Oh, I wish we could go ahead.
Can't take any risks, Betty. There's been a cloudburst in the mountains recently. A solid wall of water may be coming down this stream. If we got stuck and couldn't get away when it came, we'd lose the car.
I'll hang on to the running board, Uncle Jim. Back her up.
Oh, but Jim, isn't that a tough break for us? If Geppetto and Blackbeard are behind us, they'll soon be up with us.
What can we do, Uncle Jim? We can't just wait here for the river to go down. And we've got the chart and the ring with us, too.
I know, Betty. Too bad we didn't have time to deposit the chart and ring in the bank until we started for the Zulu Sea.
Oh, I'm glad we didn't. With the organization that Geppetto has, he'd be sure to find a way to forge your name and get him out. Then he'd set out for the sunken reef while we were in the headhunting country looking for the sergeant.
And we're back on the dry road now, Uncle Jim.
Do you see any car behind us, Billy? Oh, I can see our heat waves rising from the white road.
Oh, there's nothing behind us except that wooden cart and the carabao, Betty.
You mean that animal with the big horns that looks like a buffalo that's been shaved smooth?
Yes, that's a carabao, Betty. And this one may be useful. Let's get out and look him over.
Can't get across the river under our own power, Uncle Jim. But maybe that little Filipino boy will unhitch his carabao and pull us over.
I was just thinking the same thing, Jack. He'll be here in a minute.
Geppetto may be here any moment. Can't we go to the boy and make him hurry?
A carabao will do many things, Betty. But he won't hurry. Not unless he's after a white man.
Jumping crickets, Uncle Jim. Do they chase white people?
They don't like the scent of a white man, Billy. That little Filipino boy you see sitting on top of the carabao can handle him all day long. But sometimes, when they get the scent of a white man, they go berserk and become very dangerous.
Well, with those horns, I'll bet they can be dangerous, too.
But suppose he goes berserk now? Suppose he doesn't like our scent and lowers his head and comes charging at us with those sharp horns of his?
He isn't apt to, not long as that little Filipino boy is with him.
I'll be getting the tow rope out of the back of the car, Uncle Jim.
Do that, Jack. Now go and see if I can persuade our young Filipino friend to unhitch his carabao and give us a pull across the stream.
Gosh, I wish I could talk to Galog the way Uncle Jim can.
You could, Billy, if you'd lived in the Philippines the way Uncle Jim has.
I hope he can talk some language that'll make that Filipino boy move fast. I just know that Geppetto and Blackbeard are burning up the road behind us.
Maybe they're not behind us, Betty. Then all your worrying would be for nothing.
But you know they're behind us, Jack. They knew we didn't have time to put the chart and the ring in a bag. And Uncle Jim said they'd be sure to follow us to get them.
Oh, they'll follow us all right, especially since they know our schooner has to be dry docked before we can start off for the Sulu Sea.
But they passed us, Billy, when we spent the night in that funny Filipino barrio. They may be ahead of us right now.
No, they're not, because we asked so many people. And a car full of white men would certainly attract attention in this country.
It's a good thing we brought this tow rope along. But I didn't think we'd need it until we got up in the mountains.
Yeah, we'll need everything then. Those shovels and the block and tackle and all the rest of the stuff.
But look, Jack, Filipino boy is unhitching the carabao. He's going to pull us across.
Well, I hope the carabao doesn't get us to midstream and then suddenly decide he doesn't like us.
Gosh, all hemlock, Dad. It'd leave a pretty fix, Jack. Hey, you better get that rope ready. Here they come.
I don't like the looks of that carabao. He looks awfully snooty to me.
Well, I don't care how snooty he looks, as long as he keeps his horns away from me. He'd be a mean customer to handle.
You got the rope ready, Jack?
Yes, it's all ready, Uncle Jim. We'll have to fasten it to the yoke, won't we?
Take a couple of turns around one side of the yoke, then run the line to the front bumper of the car, and then back to the other side of the yoke.
Here goes. I hope the carabao is feeling friendly.
He's not watching Jack, though, just as hard as Jack is watching him.
But he looks mean and suspicious.
Don't worry, Betty. The little Filipino boy is standing right by Jack. The carabao won't start anything as long as the Filipino boy is there.
Pass this light around the bumper, will you, Uncle Jim?
Give it here, Jack. There you are. Now make it fast to the other side of the oak.
Billy, look way down the road. Isn't that a cloud of dust?
I don't see anything, Betty. The sun is so bright that it's hard to see much.
No, look way back. Near that last coconut grove we passed.
Oh, I see what you mean, Betty. Yeah, it does look like some dust above the road, but almost anything could cause that.
Oh, I just know it's Geppetto and Blackbeard. Hurry, Jack, hurry.
We're all hitched up, Betty. Now we'll see if one carabao power is equal to 60 horsepower.
Get in the car, everybody. The Filipino boy will climb up on the carabao and pull us across.
Uncle Jim, do you see that cloud of dust rising back on the road near that last coconut grove we passed?
Yes, there is a cloud of dust there, Betty. What of it?
Well, don't you think it might be Geppetto and Blackbeard?
It might be, but we aren't helping things by standing here watching it. Get in the car and let's start across.
Well, all right, Uncle Jim. But I hope the carabao doesn't stall in the middle of the ford.
Well, that's that Filipino boy handling, Betty. See? He has a little switch in one hand.
I don't see how he can steer the carabao with just the one rope to a ring in his nose.
That's easy, Betty. He pulls the rope pulls the ring pulls the nose around, and the carabao follows his nose.
I hope this car follows the carabao. That bumper breaks, we will be in a jam.
He's starting now, we're moving. The bumper will hold all right.
It'll be all right if it's not too deep in midstream. Then even the carabao might stall.
Our greatest danger is that the carabao will lag the water so much it'll lie down. They can't perspire, you know, so they keep cool by lying in water in mud holes. They call a mud hole a carabao wallow.
I'd like to wallow in a mud hole myself if it'd cool me off.
When you get in the mountains, it'll be cool enough for you, Billy.
Getting pretty deep, Uncle Jim. It's over the running boards now.
And it's up to the carabao now. We can't get out of here under our own power.
Uncle Jim, that cloud of dust on the road's getting closer.
Well, let me see. It is getting nearer. It may not be Chapato and Blackbeard, Betty. Maybe some other car.
But there are very few cars in this part of the Philippines, Uncle Jim.
We'll soon be on the other side of the ford, Daddy. Then Chapato and Blackbeard, if it is they, will have to figure out some way to get across.
Well, they can get across the same way we did, Uncle Jim.
Well, maybe we can buy the carabao, Billy, and refuse to rent it to Chapato and Blackbeard.
The carabao is lying down in the middle of the ford.
Jumping Jiminy Gee Whiz, what a fine time he took for a bath.
And that cloud of dust is getting closer and closer. You can see it's an automobile now.
I'm going to get out, Uncle Jim. Let's see if I can do something to make the carabao get up.
Wait a minute, Jack. The Filipino boy is trying to make him get up. If he can't do it, none of us can.
Well, look at him. He's tickling the carabao's ear with his switch.
And the carabao doesn't like it one bit either.
I suppose the boy knows what he's doing.
You bet he knows, Jack. They grow up with the carabao's. There. He's getting up from his wallow now.
Oh, he'd better hurry. That car's coming like a streak of lightning.
Now we're moving again. Betty, perhaps you're right. Maybe Chapato and Blackbeard. No one else would be traveling so fast on such a rusty road.
Well, if it is they, we're still one jump ahead. We'll be across the stream in a second.
Look out, it's getting deep here. Water's coming over the floorboards of the car.
Gee, Whitaker, this is like sitting in a bathtub with wheels on it.
Oh, my feet are getting all wet, but I'm fine.
Oh, it's getting shallower now. We're through the worst.
Jack, that car is almost to the river.
We're almost on the other side, Billy.
Boy, oh boy, we'd better be. There's a bunch of men in that car, and I believe they're white men.
Oh, they must be Chapato and Blackbeard.
Yep, and I bet you Lazaro and some others are with them, too.
We're almost across the stream, Jack. I'll start the engine, and we'll be all set to go as soon as we untie the carabao and pay the boy.
Oh, gosh, he won't start.
Maybe some water got into the engine. Get out, Uncle Jim.
No, she's dead as a doornail, Jack. She must have some water in her.
Oh, look, Jack, there's Chapato and Blackbeard and Lazaro and some others. They're getting out of their car on the other side of the ford, and we can't start our car. What are we going to do, Uncle Jim?
Well, what are they going to do? On the far side of the river in a car that won't run, and on the other side are Chapato and Blackbeard and Lazaro, who want to get that chart and ring. Will Uncle Jim and Jack be able to get that car started in time to get away? And will Chapato and Blackbeard and Lazaro wait for the car to take them across? Or will they try to walk across the swift stream to get to Jack and Billy and Betty and Uncle Jim and the priceless chart and ring? Something's going to happen at that river crossing in the Philippines, so be sure to be on hand at this same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode in the country of the headhunters with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Now, there's a world's champion breakfast waiting for you every morning this week if you'll get some Wheaties and eat those good Wheaties flakes with lots of milk and fruit, and you're having a genuine breakfast of champions. You'd better get those Wheaties now.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran. Won't you try?
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All...